This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you tonight by, in part, by S3FSolutions.com.
Looking for an edge, eliminating the faults, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayer, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. Slow is fast. Fast is smooth. Check them out at S3FSolutions.com. That seemed like it was sort of over-modulating there to me. I guess it's all beside the point. I want to muse out loud. What I want to muse about has nothing to do with guns. It has everything to do with what I've been trying to do since I've been rehabbing. I've been trying to go work out, and I've been trying to go in various places and work out, and I've been running into this problem, and I got to thinking about it, and it really infuriated me about this. I like Under Armour clothing. I'm wearing a pair of Under Armour pants. I'm wearing an Under Armour sweatshirt that Randall was talking about earlier when he called in. Why is it when you go... Why, when you go to the places like Academy Sports or any of the big sports stores, do they have the Under Armour clothing and the Nike clothing and the Adidas clothing and the Reebok clothing? You see all of these sports teams that have got contracts with the various companies out there, and you see a lot of football teams that have the contracts with the various companies out there. Why don't they have the sizes that they obviously have to have for the athletes? Not all of us are a medium. I want to be a smaller size than I am. But here's the problem, okay? I have been a power lifter, and while I may lose some weight, for those of you looking in the camera right now, my shoulders aren't going to go down. The breadth of my shoulders is not going to go down. I need a minimum, just for the shoulders, of a triple XL. Now, you would think triple XL in a shirt, in, you know, with a company like Under Armour that has all of these professional football teams, would have triple XL. And the only way for me to find it is to go online. And then they don't have that much. You have to go looking for, you have to go looking for Under Armour Big and Tall. Now, tall is not one thing that I truly am. I do like for, I have never liked, ever since I was stationed in Germany, one of the craziest things you'll ever see is when you see the German men in the 80s anyway. The German men in the 80s would wear a shirt that I had to honestly wonder if it was spray painted on. The young German men walking around, everything on them was just so tight. And the pants would ride a little high at the cuff and everything else. It was a crate, but that's the way they dressed. And that never appealed to me. I like to lift weights, so I want room in my shirt. I'm not necessarily looking to show anything. As a matter of fact, I like to stay covered up when it comes to it. But I want to be comfortable. And I just can't for the life of me understand how all of this workout wear only goes, in most cases, if you find a bunch of, if you find a double XL in anything, everybody's like, well, that's for the big boy. No, it's not. Double XL is nothing. The reason that it's bothering me is because I'm getting away from the tactical clothing. I have some combat shirts and everything that fits because the Army does, the military sizes, they do realize that they get them in all sizes, so they have them in all sizes. And I can find military clothing that I like, that fits. But I can't find the civilian counterpart. And I want the civilian counterpart. So, for those of you out there that may know or not, and I'll tell you this, I want to lose weight and I want to get in better shape, but in 2 months I'm going to be 55 years old. I have survived a heart attack that kills most people. As a matter of fact, it tried to kill me twice that week. I've survived that, 55 years old, kids, grandkids, every pound overweight that I am, I've earned that stuff. I'm getting to the point now to where I don't particularly care what somebody thinks about how I look. If they want to call me that, that's fine. Everybody that's out there that is in their 50s, I know a couple of guys that are in splendid shape in their 50s. But at the same time, by the time you get to be 50-something, you're looking at arthritis. And I've got arthritis in my hands now. I don't have it in any of my joints. I'm very lucky about that. But I want to find some... So if anybody out there, if any of you big dudes out there, are out there, and you know of a place to go to find some decent workout wear to where I don't have to get out there and special order it. Email me, please, at bill@lockandloadradio.com. The stuff that I'm wearing, the tops are all going to be, this is going to be my tactical stuff. This is going to be, I'm looking for some polo shirts and some button-up shirts that I can wear that will be lightweight for the summer. And, I'll wear regular pants, which I can find those aplenty. The TruSpec makes great pants. So there'll be TruSpec for that. But the shirts and the workout wear and everything else, this is going to be regular stuff. I don't want it to be tactical. Because I'm not tactical anymore. I could be tactical if I had to be for a very short spurt. But, I mean, that was me half a life ago. I don't want to have to wear stuff like that if I can get away with it. I'd like to wear normal stuff, as normal as I can get. And, when you're a man of bigger carriage, as some people say, which I have trimmed down some, I have nowhere near where I want to be. I want to lose 50 pounds. I want to lose 50 pounds. But even if I lose 50 pounds, folks, the triple XL that I'm wearing right now will be still in my wardrobe. It'll just fit looser around my waist. Okay, lightweight me is about 250, which would mean I only lost 30 pounds, but I left the military weighing 247 pounds. If I could get back down to that 250 mark, I would be happy. I would be happy. I would be healthier, and looking for clothes to work out in is just getting to me. It's just driving me crazy. Absolutely driving me crazy. So, let's see. Top search on Google as of 30 seconds ago, who stocks 3XL Under Armour clothing? Yeah, I like that. For some reason, you can find all of the jackets you want, 3XL, 4XL, 5XL. But the shirts only go up to, if you can find them, 3XL. Which 3XL is fine, but I also like a longer shirt, too. That's the other thing. I need 3XL long. The thing is, the best fitting shirts I can find come from a company called DXL, and they don't make anything athletic. They don't stock anything athletic. They don't stock anything outdoorsy. So that part of it helps me not at all. Helps me not at all. Here we got guest 75 looking to get back up to 165. Show off. We'll be right back.
think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, come on, I'm not misrepresenting. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048, this portion of the show brought to you in part by S3FSolutions.com.
Looking for an edge, eliminating the faults, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayer, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the
space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. Slow is fast. Fast is smooth.
Right now we're having a very interesting discussion about size and how that works out in tactical operations, which I was always big. When I was in the military, I was bigger than my most of my colleagues. I had to go through the caliper test on a regular basis, but I was bench pressing 415 and squatting about 600 pounds. So, I mean, I was a fire hydrant back in the day. But size does matter, and for these lightweight guys that are in here, you guys can move fast. I mean, 164, 165, I would kill to be that size. But I'm not misrepresenting, man. Bernie Sanders, he seems to be all in on destroying the gun industry if he becomes president. Even though embracing gun control always seems to have been a toxic issue for Democrats. Don't forget that Bernie Sanders is from Vermont, where they have no state gun laws. Gun control does play well when you get into the darkest bases like the District of Columbia in New York City, where ignorance about guns and gun laws pervasive and cherished. On the national stage, though, they have to be careful to approach it sideways, and they have to use code words like gun safety and common sense. In 1994, when Bill Clinton pushed it to the hardest on the national stage, Democrats suffered one of their most emphatic defeats, the Republican Revolution of 1994. He even acknowledged that his gun control push was a major reason for the Democrat loss in the House. They lost the House and they lost the Senate very shortly after that. So, not a good way to go. Obama, in his first term, didn't really go after gun control. Then in 2012, when he went hard after gun control, then the Democrats began to suffer stunning defeats, losing the Senate, losing so many seats in the House that Republicans have majorities that they have not achieved in 85 years. So here we are with them on the primary trail and fighting for ever smaller numbers of ideologically rigid primary voters. Hillary and O'Malley were pushing for more gun control. Sanders shows that he cannot withstand the pressure even as he was gaining ground. So he's now come out for a gun control bill to destroy gun manufacturers in the United States, coming from Politico.com. Sanders has said repeatedly that he was open to changes in the liability protection law. His official change of heart came just hours after a Senate staff met with activists from the Brady campaign to prevent gun violence. Also came a day after he met with President Barack Obama in the Oval Office. While it's unclear whether the question of gun control came up in that meeting, Obama has urged people to be single issue voters on guns. And in an op-ed in the New York Times, he said he would not support even Democrats who don't share his position on guns, including industry liability. In explaining his 2005 vote for the liability shield known as the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, Sanders has pointed to the fact that his predominantly rural home state of Vermont has few gun restrictions. What he called a complicated vote, the Democratic presidential candidate said he was trying to protect mom and pop gun dealers in his state from getting sued and having to shut down because a customer used a gun in a crime. Guns are not a regular consumer item. You sue a manufacturer of a product if they get out there and make a product. If it was a gun that I was suing somebody for, that would mean I pull up this gun, I load this gun, I go to the range, I pull the trigger, my hand and the gun are gone. Oh my, I now have to get a bionic hand and I get to sue the gun maker. This is a liability issue because it was due to his bad slipshod manufacturing, design flaw, something. If I pull the trigger and it goes bang, the gun functions the way it's supposed to. If later on down the road that gun is stolen from me and somebody goes into a store and points it at the owner and pulls the trigger and it goes bang, guess what? It's still working the way it was meant to be working. Now it's just being driven by evil. So, here we have Bernie Sanders. We know he can read. We know he understands the issues in the bill. It was passed because the disarmists in the United States had a plan to destroy gun manufacturers
as a way to disarm the public, sue the manufacturers with frivolous lawsuits using tax money. The lawsuits would lose, but they did not cost the politicians pushing them. They were paid for with tax dollars. The activist tort lawyers would get paid, but the manufacturers would have to pay millions of dollars to defense lawyers over and over and over again. Eventually, they would be bankrupted. Second Amendment supporters saw through the deception and sponsored the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act to prevent this end run around the Second Amendment. The problem for the Democrats is that even the modest support for gun control that existed in 1994 has been reversed as more and more citizens become informed on the issue. For the first time since 1958, the majority of people believe that protecting the right to bear arms is more important than restricting access to arms. Without tight control over the major media, as existed for progressive ideologues from 1972 to 1994, simply lying about what a bill does no longer works. Hillary has repeatedly said that the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act grants immunity from prosecution for gun manufacturers. It does no such thing. Gun manufacturers are subject to all the criminal prosecutions any other manufacturer is. What they have is immunity from a lawsuit for their products being misused by a third party, just like all other manufacturers have. The difference is that the protection was put into law because of an open conspiracy of disarmists to file frivolous lawsuits to destroy gun manufacturers. The lawsuits did not even use the plaintiff's own money. They mostly would have used tax dollars. The problem now for the Democratic primary contenders is that they will not be able to walk this back after the primary is over. Digital recording and the internet and podcasts and shows like mine and all this other stuff have, we've become memories. We're memory banks for voters to tap into. This is the first time such a vitriolic attack on the Second Amendment has been done in a presidential cycle. Not even George McGovern or Jimmy Carter or Barack Obama campaigned for president on gun control as a major issue. And this does not bode well for the eventual Democrat candidate. They're going to have a lot. They're going to be doing a lot of dancing. We will be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
All right, welcome back. Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by S3FSolutions.com.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayer, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is all together different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. Slow is fast. Fast is smooth. Check them out at S3FSolutions.com, the home of the most accurate drop-in barrel for a Glock you're ever going to find. One thing that I do, I'm going to share something with you. I learned this through experience. One thing that I do now when I train, if I'm training on a firing line with people with a mix of rifles, is I always train with an AR-15 user on my left and an AR-15 user on my right. Let me tell you why. Normally, when I go to train, I will have a mixture of older brass ammo, and I may be running some steel-cased ammo just to save on the cost. Now, with the steel-cased ammo, what you want to do is you never want to leave the bolt closed on a live round because of that coating. That coating will heat up. It'll move a little bit. In between all of those things, I will run brass.
And I will run brass as fast and as hard as I can through it to try to clean some of that out. I don't know exactly how that works. Normally what I do is I then take and attach a brush to my drill and I jam it into that barrel and I spin it right there in the breech just to try to get some of that stuff out of the way. And that does work and it does come clean. However, I took a class one time. And in the class, there was a mixture of rifles there. And I mean a mixture of rifles. There were some 308s, full-blown battle rifles, AK-47s, and some AK-74s. Okay? The guy beside me, to my left, was an AK-74 user. And what we would do is we would fire, and if we were doing things where, certain functions where we might be ejecting a live round, they wanted us to come back, and in the interest of saving money, of course, we would recycle those live rounds. So I go down there, and I pick up a bunch of rounds, and I jam them into my magazine, and they all fit, okay? I come up in there, and all of a sudden, I'm running through it, and my bolt won't close. Now this was on a this was in my Adams Arms rifle, which my Adams Arm rifle would run anything. It had never had anything like that happen before. Piston driven, the gun would run the dirtiest ammo known to man. So I tried everything. I would pull that bolt back and I would let it go and slingshot it in there. I would let it come back and run it in there. Run it up with my body weight behind it. Wouldn't budge that round. Then I began to get a little, I was getting a little nervous about this because I didn't want to keep striking the back of that with that sitting out there like that. As hard as I was, so I quit. And I took the weapon and we showed it to the instructor and I went and I had a backup gun, which was, what was my backup gun? Oh, yeah. It was the one time I took my war sport rifle out. So I took the war sport rifle out, and it, the reason I liked the Adams gun over the war sport was it was lighter weight. So I ran the war sport gun for the rest of the class, and I didn't have any more issues. And we got there, and there was a gunsmith there, and we decided to pull it apart and find out what was going on. And what I had done was I had run a 5.45 round into that magazine. I was shooting 5.56, but I got confused with a five, and I put a 5.45 round in my magazine and tried to run it into my 5.56 breech. And it wouldn't fit. It would not fit. We had to use, I mean, it was a, 5.45 by 39. When you're looking and you're trying to, you don't want to be the last guy on the firing line picking up rounds. You look stupid. Of course, not nearly as stupid as you look when you load the wrong ammo into your weapon. And once the stuck round was broken loose, of course, the Adams Arms gun went on to run and run and run and run and run. I've had some ARs that were too heavy. I've had some ARs that, unfortunately, the people don't sponsor me anymore, so I don't run them anymore. But all of the ARs that I've had, I have been very lucky. They all run like champs, which is why I can't wait for the agency arms classified to get here, because agency's going to be with me for a while, I think. And I'll be able to run this gun for a very long time. But the Salient rifle worked very well. The War Sport rifle worked very well. When you put the right ammo in them. Now, here's the thing. The part about this that was troubling for me was that when I train, like when we're standing on a firing line with handguns, I'm not tensed up and everything, but I'm running it like I'm going to run like I used to run football drills when I played football as a much younger person. I'm anticipating. I'm ready to go. I can't wait to draw the weapon. I can't wait to bring it up and start sending rounds downrange. I'm not standing there, I'm not standing there relaxed or anything. I'm standing there thinking gunfight. So in this scenario, I disabled my weapon in a tactical situation. That's completely, completely unacceptable. It was out of action at what could have been a critical moment, and it could not be returned to service quickly. So what's the lesson? What's the lesson? When you're picking up live ammo from a ground, and that could possibly happen in combat too. That does, you know, when you're running around and you have limited ammunition with you, you're not trying to lose magazines while you're out there, trying to keep track of them. And some of them have rounds in them and you can reuse them later. Because if you're doing what is referred to as a administrative reload, which is where you reload every time you're involved, whether you've shot it dry or not, I believe that's the term they use for it. I can't remember. But anyway, if you do that, then you've got rounds left over. Live rounds of ammunition picked up off the ground during training exercises need to be segregated. I'm not going to do that again. I have not done that again. I do not pick up live ammo and put it into a magazine. I don't stick it in there. So, just a little something I wanted to share. Just a little something I wanted to share because I've thought about that many times. And since then, I don't train. Just to keep that from happening again, I don't train with anybody out there. Although, I'm trying to get a sponsor that has a weapon that is a hybrid. It's a hybrid weapon. And that'll be interesting just because of, you know, it'll look one way, but it'll shoot another. But it still won't be the same thing as the ammo. The ammo there, that ammo problem, that was a operator-created problem. Not a problem with the weapon, not a problem with the ammo. It was me. Don't let it be you. Do not let be you. So, last break. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by S3FSolutions.com. Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers. Stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. Slow is fast. Fast is smooth. Check them out at S3FSolutions.com. I just noticed that I got a call holding Craig in Pennsylvania. Are you still there? I'm sorry for that.
I'm still here.
Okay, what can I do for you tonight?
Well, yesterday during your first hour, you were talking about why it's not a good idea to shoot someone in the arm and the leg.
Right.
And
well, it's not that it's not a good idea. It's that it can be lethal. I mean, a lot of these guys are out there saying, why'd you have to kill him? Could have just shot him in the leg or the arm, you know, so.
Well, there's a story that happened here about a month or two ago here in Lancaster County that ended in tragedy. There was a family that was being evicted from their apartment. I guess she ran into some type of financial situation. And I believe it was the constable that comes in to delivers that piece of paper and escorts you out of the home and locks it up.
Right.
And the father closed the door and reopened the door and came out with a rifle.
That's not
and
good.
He pointed it at the officer, and the officer pulled his service weapon out and shot him. And, of course, he had to do this very quickly, and he shot him in the arm. And it went through his arm, and this guy's daughter was in the back of him, and it shot her right to the chest and killed her. So a couple weeks later, the authorities were charging the father with the death of his daughter.
Hmm.
So, you know, that's one reason why you don't want to shoot somebody in the leg or the arm, because there's somebody in back of you, and hopefully it's not a family member. It gets really, really nasty.
Yeah, I saw a video of a shooting that took place in, I believe it was in India. And they shot this guy real close, up close with some sort of a FAL clone or something. So it was a .308 round shot at about a foot, and it hit him dead top of the thigh. And, I mean, he was going out, and he was able to hold himself up in a crouch while he was yelling for about 35 seconds, then he passed out and bled out. So, you know, those kind of, you know, and then the other part is if you're trying to shoot somebody when they're moving on you and trying to hit them in the leg, that just seems sort of silly. So,
you better just go for center mass, especially if you're in close quarters with people around you. You know, you don't want to hit innocent bystanders.
No, you don't. Did you go to the, have you gone to the outdoor show?
I'm planning to go tomorrow, but it's going to be very, very cold here in central Pennsylvania. There's an Arctic air coming down from Canada.
Right.
And I'm trying to get my wife to go, but we have a disabled daughter in a wheelchair, and she's concerned about her because the cold would affect her extremities.
So I'm going to end up going myself. It affects everybody's extremities, but I can only imagine how bad it would be if you're invalided. So, if you get a chance to go, be sure and go by and see Sean Maloney at his little booth and see him. And he wants to see all the peoples. And if you're an NRA voting member, please vote for him.
I'm not with the NRA. I was planning to go and see him. And I want to ask him a question about Ohio gun law. I'm an Ohio native. I grew up in Cleveland, around the Cleveland area. I don't have a good comment to say about the police there, because I'm from there, from the general area. And I know that Ohio will honor my CCW, so I need to ask him what are the particular regulations I have to be aware of, because I'm going to go to a conference there in Dayton in about the middle of April.
If you go up there, by all means, go and see him. But I carry an app on my phone called CCW,
mm-hmm.
which, what kind of a phone do you carry?
It's an Android-based phone.
So they have it for Android. It's just, as far as I know, it's just CCW. It updates itself automatically all the time. You can put your state in it. It'll know who you have reciprocity with, and it'll give you the particulars if you're traveling to that state. But still, go by and see Sean if you get a chance.
Yeah, I'm really going to be drooling when I go down to see all this gun stuff.
Are you going to go to the NRA convention is it May? Is it May, I think? Yeah.
No, I don't have that much vacation time.
I understand. I was going to say, if you're going to the NRA convention, I'm supposed to be sharing a booth with Second Call Defense when we do that one. That'll be my first gun industry show, because straight up, I don't like them.
it's hard to travel with my disabled daughter, because we have to go every 2 hours to the bathroom, so it would take us forever to get somewhere.
In any event, besides the horrors of being shot in the arm and leg, what did you take away from that? I mean, have you seen the people that, most of the time it's somebody whose sweet little darling got killed while they were trying to kill some old person, and somebody's like, why'd you have to kill him? You could have shot him in the leg. I mean, I was just trying to point out how crazy it is to make that proposition, because that's a good way to kill somebody, shooting him in the leg if you hit him.
At home, I have a picture of a Civil War ancestor, John B. Bathurst, and he was with a Pennsylvania regiment, and he was shot in the leg, I think, in his left leg, and lost it. And it's a picture of him, you know, in his Union uniform with his leg standing right next to him. And the thing is, he rejoined another regiment and fought through the end of the war. And can you imagine marching 25 miles on a artificial leg?
No. I did it far enough on both legs that were great I don't want to even imagine other than that. So, anyway, I'm about to run out of time. We're about to run out of time for the show and everything. I appreciate you holding. I didn't know you were there.
Well,
that's my fault.
I might call you back Monday and tell you about my experience at the show.
Please do. I'll be waiting to see it.
Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Stay safe. And with that, we're just about out of time. I was going to talk about there was an incident not too long ago where a guy was waiting for the people to come and rescue him in a car that was completely covered by snow. It was sort of an object lesson based upon a saying by, we don't know who wrote it, but we are approaching ultimate inversion where government is free to do anything while citizens may act only by permission. And the object lesson is, in November there was a snowstorm in New York, and a guy froze to death in a stranded vehicle while patiently waiting for promised help that never came. And now they're suing the state of New York, the county involved, in the state DOT. And waiting on help to come means that you are subjecting, you're setting yourself up to be very disappointed and maybe dead. The victim in this case made numerous phone calls from a stranded vehicle to 911, AAA, and was repeatedly ordered to stay put and assured that help was on the way, and that was a lie. He help was never on the way, and he died waiting for it. The entire law enforcement and DOT systems were hopelessly overloaded, and state authorities enforcing a travel ban prevented AAA from sending a tow truck. So the point here is that you live on hope. If you live on hope, you will die fasting. Benjamin Franklin said that. If you're, the government trying to enforce dependency, well, you don't want to be dependent if you can help it. That's it. We'll do it again in 21 hours between now and then. I want you to remember this. We will, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. Has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.